Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastor Al Davis. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and be with you until 2 o'clock right here today on AM 1220. The Word. Good to be back in the studio. I want to thank Pastor Lutz for being in the studio last week. I was out at the Summit County Fair all week last week, met some people that listened to the program. Good to talk to them, meet them. And also our church, of course, had a booth out there. We've had a church booth out there for a number of years. And it's always kind of like one of the big things that we have for the summer. And a number of our people get involved and supportive of it. And so it's just a nice time of fellowship, and it's a great time to be out plowing up some hard ground, because we've got a lot of hard ground in this country to plow up, and planting the gospel seed. And so we pray that the Lord will bring the increase. Also, I want to direct you to our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And we are trying to get our stuff updated on there. Pray for us. We're having some difficulty updating the website right now, and I just haven't had time with the Summit County Fair to get out there and to try to keep track of everything that's happening there, or do what needs to be done, I guess, to try and get that updated. It's I got to work with the people who host the service, but pray for us that we'll get that done, and then we'll continue updating that and putting up the programs, because generally speaking, you can listen to the past programs at livewithpastoral.com. You can link from that to our home church as well, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and learn more about us there. You'll notice that it's kind of stuck right now. I think I still have the Father's Day picture on our church website, and I'm not sure where our last ones are on the radio website, but in terms of the things that we have. But at any rate, pray for us. We'll get that updated. Still, what's on there right now, there's a lot of good stuff, and I hope you'll be able to take a look at that. I think you'll enjoy it, and hopefully some stuff will be a help and a blessing to you. Number of articles that you can link to there as well, all at livewithpastoral.com. All right, let's go ahead and open our program here this afternoon with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Do pray that you would bless the program today. Pray that you would just use it for your glory, Lord, and just to pray that you would just help us to be a witness, be a testimony for you. Help us to encourage people that are searching, and help us to point them to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. We just pray your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. And I was telling some people when I came into the station here, I'm still trying to catch up from lack of sleep and different things going on in the fair last week. And then I had somebody doing some work at our house that showed up at 6:30 a.m. on Monday morning. And if you listen to our Sunday evening service, you know that goes from 11 to 12. And I think I got home almost 11 or almost midnight or 12:30 on Sunday night. Had to take care of a couple things, go to bed, got up at about 6 so I could be ready. And I'm glad I was, because wasn't wide awake, but 6:30 there was a knock on the door. And but got it all done. I was glad to get that done. And then, of course, on Tuesday, I had to be up and ready to be at the site for the elections at 5:30 in the morning. So that was another early morning. We had the second primary here in Ohio this past Tuesday. A lot of people probably did not even know about that. Thanks to our Ohio State Supreme Court, and in particular the Chief Justice O'Connor at the Ohio State Supreme Court, we had to have a split primary where we had the first primary in May, and that should have taken care of everything. And then there was a second primary on August the 2nd, this past Tuesday, if you did not know, and that was to vote for the candidates for the state House and state Senate races, and also for the state Central Committee races. And so that was this past Tuesday. Appreciate everybody that did get out to vote, and appreciate those that got out to work the elections. And I've heard several times things encouraging people, you know, from a conservative, looking at from the secular side of things, how conservatives need to get out and be involved in the voting process, not just casting your vote, but being involved in the voting process. And listening to that, I thought about how, well, you know, we as Christians should take the same advice. Not only should we as Christians be out there voting our biblical values, because after all, the Bible says we are to be salt and light in the world around us. In addition to voting our biblical values, we as Christians ought to be involved, directly involved in the election process. And it's easy to do. You can be in some places an observer, but why not go a little further and work in the elections and contact your local county board of elections or the Secretary of State's office. You can find out how you can become an election work official, the ones that open the polls and run the election at your local polling station. They're always needing people, and this would be a good time to get involved. And you as a Christian can be there. You can be hopefully a godly influence, be the salt and light that God has called us to be, not just the opportunity that you have to help with the election, but also you get to talk with people and you get to meet people. And so it's good to be able to get out like that and to be a witness, a testimony to people around you. So check that out. If you're interested, they can sure use your help in your county, I'm sure. And just contact the county board of elections or the state Secretary of State's office, and you can find out how you can be an election poll worker in your county. All right, well, I'm going to get back to some other things here, and I just want to let you know that we are coming up on the anniversary of our program, and we have been on the air, I think it's 16 years now, and so we will be celebrating that, observing that, remembering that, I guess, whatever you want to call it, on our Sunday night program, I believe on the 21st, that's today's the 5th. Boy, it's been such a blur with everything going on, I'm not sure what day it is. Today's the 5th, so that's going to be on the 21st, and we are going to be talking about some of the things on the program on Sunday night, August the 21st, and also we have some books that we're going to be giving away to some of our callers all on our Sunday night program, August the 21st. If you have not been listening to us on Sunday night or you thought about listening, it'd be a great time to listen. And we've got two books we're going to be giving away. One is on Bible promises, and another one is What Happens for Christians After Death, and it's an encouraging book. So we'll be talking about that more probably next week, and certainly look forward to being able. Never thought we'd have been on the air this long. We started hoping that we'd make it for a year, so if it didn't work out, we could at least say, well, we put a year into it and it didn't work out. Well, here we are nearly 16 years later, not only on the Sunday night where we started, but also on Friday afternoon. And our Sunday night program is not only here in Cleveland on AM 1220 The Word, but it's also simulcast on Faith Talk in Tampa, Florida, and that's just exciting to be able to have those opportunities. So join us on Sunday the 21st for our anniversary program. All right, well, let me get into a couple of things here today. I was prompted by a comment at the Summit County Fair this past week. I was talking with one of the sheriff's deputies, and the Summit County sheriff's deputies provide much of the security at the fairgrounds during the fair. And one of the sheriff's deputies, who's a Christian, made a comment. He said, "You know, there's a different spirit about the fair this year." And we were talking about that in 2020, with the onset of the lockdowns and everything. The Summit County Fair was one of the last fairs that was able to be held that year. And then the following year, in 2021, they had the fair again, but they shortened the fair by one day. And they also limited the attendance during the day. And in addition to that, they were the only thing that basically was open in the area. There was really nothing else much going on. And as we were talking, the deputy and I were talking, there was a number of troublemakers that came into the fair last year, and the deputies were able to avert a planned disruption. And so we were thankful for that. But this year they didn't have any problems at all. And he said, "Well, one thing, everything else is open. I mean, pretty much life is back to normal." I know if you listen to the lamestream media and you see some of these people out there that are still deathly afraid of a virus that kills, you know, about less than 0.01% of the people that get it. And, you know, there's still people running out there convinced that a cloth or a piece of paper across their face is going to prevent them from a virus that passes through the openings in the mask, and yet the mask also harbors all kinds of bacteria and viruses. If you've ever seen some of the cultures where people have taken swabs off from people's face masks that they've worn under their chin, sweated on, you know, they get into the car with the mask under their chin, drive around sweating in it, and then when they get out to the store or something, they pop it up over their face thinking it's healthful. And then, of course, the amount of staph bacteria and different things that are in there, E. coli and different things, and it just turn your stomach green when you look at the cultures that they get off from these masks that people think are protecting that. But that's a whole other area. Yeah, so you see a few of them running around still, you know, but and sometimes they do have a valid reason for wearing them, but most of them do not. But your heart has to go out to them and just pray that they would wake up and realize the danger that they're putting themselves in with that. But the idea, though, is that most people are getting back to normal and getting back to life and putting all of this nonsense that we've been through collectively for the past couple of years behind them. And when he made the statement, it seems like there's a different spirit about the place. And it was making me think about something that we read about in the Bible, and there's two locations that I want to go to. One is in Daniel chapter 10, and the other is in Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to start with Ephesians chapter 6 first. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is writing here about what's happening in the world around us, and he starts out in verse number 10 saying, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Then he goes on to describe the armor of God. But this point that Paul is making here in Ephesians chapter 6 is that we're in a spiritual battle, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And a lot of times, I think today we discount this. We don't take the spiritual battle that's raging around us as seriously as we ought to. But Paul said very clearly that we are in this battle, and that's why we need the armor of God. That's why we have to stand and with the armor of God on us. And first, of course, we have to know that we are saved. If you are unsaved, you are not only armorless, you're weaponless, you're defenseless, you're just out there at the mercy of these spiritual forces that are arrayed against us. Daniel chapter 10 has a very interesting occurrence that really dovetails with what Paul is talking about in Daniel chapter 6. And that's why I wanted to look at Daniel chapter 10 and look at this in light of Ephesians chapter 6, and in light of the comment of that one deputy that there's a different spirit about the fair this year. This is what Daniel writes here in Daniel chapter 10, starting in verse number 1. It says, "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks." Now, remember that, 3 full weeks. He was mourning, and he's going to give us the reason why. He says, "I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled." And essentially, he's fasting and praying because of a vision that he had that he could not understand. He wanted to know what it meant. And he says in verse 4, "And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up," and Hiddekel, by the way, I believe is the Tigris River, "then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet were like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude." Now, this is very reminiscent of the description of Jesus that John records in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in chapter 1. But this is not Jesus. This is not an appearance of Jesus here, and it'll be very clear that it's not Jesus as we go through. Daniel sees this individual who turns out to be an angel. He says in verse 7, "And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. There remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength." And he continues, verse 9, "Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground," which means he passed out, he fainted, and fell on his face before him. He says in verse 10, "Behold, the hand touched me and set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." Now, catch what he's saying here. Daniel had this vision 3 weeks earlier. For 3 weeks, he had been fasting and praying. It troubled him. He wanted to know the meaning of this vision. And this angel appears, and he says, the very first day, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand. He says, from that first day, your prayers were heard, and I was sent. So the question then becomes, how did it take this angel 3 weeks to get here? Was it that long of a trip? Or was something else going on? Now remember, In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul said that we wrestle against not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Notice what he says here in verse 12. For he said unto me, fear not, or I'm sorry, verse 13. This is how come it took him 3 weeks to get there. He says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now, you know what he's saying there? He's not talking about earthly rulers here. Michael, one of the chief princes, is Michael the archangel, who is one of the chief princes and one of the chief angels watching over the Jewish people. This is the spiritual entities that are behind the scenes in world affairs. Notice during this time, Daniel is in, Persia, and Persia is going to fall here eventually to Greece. The Medo-Persian Empire falls eventually to Greece. And he says, the angel says that when he was sent, he was opposed, he was in a fight, a battle with the prince of Persia. And he was there, and this spiritual battle was taking place, and he was unable to break through until Michael the archangel, one of the chief princes, came to help him. This is a look behind the veil at the spiritual activity that's taking place around us that God has revealed to us through this instance in Daniel chapter 10. Now, we're quickly running out of time, and I don't have time to go through all of this, but he says here in verse 14, now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. And he goes on to talk about a number of things here. And then let me come down here to verse number 20. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. And he's talking about how Greece is going to be eventually taking place. It's going to conquer the Medo-Persian Empire. And we're looking at the prince of Persia, the prince of Grecia here. These are not human entities. These are angelic entities. And we have the fallen angels, the unholy angels, those that follow Satan in his rebellion against God, the spiritual wickedness in high places, overseeing countries, overseeing peoples, that's revealed to us, while at the same time, there are holy angels, such as this angel and Michael the archangel, who are also trying to oversee various nations and peoples. But it's not just the nation as a whole, or an ethnic group as a whole. I believe this applies locally. We can take this in the United States to our state, to our county, to our cities, to our communities. And just like the deputy said at the fair, it's like there's a different spirit here this year. For whatever reason, whatever was causing the problems that were erupting last year, it was a different spirit. People praying for the fair, and I believe that's part of it. But it's again a reminder that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When you see things happening on the national scene, on the state level, on the local levels, remember that these oftentimes are symptoms of the underlying spiritual battle that's taking place. As Daniel prayed for understanding, God sent reinforcements to the angel that was sent to help him. This also is a reminder that we need to keep praying for our country. We need to keep praying that these angels that are on the side of right, the holy angels that are trying to help and push a country in the direction of God and help the Christians, the ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation that Hebrews talks about, that they'll get the upper hand. when we're not praying, it seems like sometimes they start losing, just like when Moses' hands started to go down and it was hard for him to keep them up. They had to be upheld. Pray for our nation. Pray for each other. I want to thank you for listening. We're out of time. Join us next time. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.